Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Seems like a good time to remind you that Joe Biden's an unserious person. And the people who fall for this line should admit that, yeah, we know we're lying, but, you know, whatevs. There is nothing that isn't full-on cultist about listening to Joe Biden say the following and see people accept it. MAGA House Republican proposals would slash funding for border security, a move that could allow nearly 900 pounds of fentanyl into our country. We need more resources to secure the border, not less. Joe Biden sent that out as a tweet. No, part of it is true in terms of the Republicans looking to put an end or reduce border security funding. The border is the president's responsibility. He has failed on every level. And the plan now is let's use social media to try and just blame Republicans. And the lemmings who follow me, they'll just hit retweet, 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 and that's it. If following people blindly is bad, if following Donald Trump blindly is bad, it's equally as bad to follow Joe Biden when he's lying like this. So let's just argue that it's bad. Let's also argue that Joe Biden is lying through his teeth. Angry, bitter guy that he is. Oh, come on. You haven't figured out that Biden's a contemptible jerk? He is. His whole history has been like this, pompous and elitist. When the press are being thrown out of rooms and there he is smirking and smiling, he just loves the power. He loves it. Loves it. Can't even pretend that he doesn't. You know it's making him excited. He just can't believe his good fortune. Look, everybody wants to talk to me, but I don't have to talk to them because I'm powerful and they're not. That's the look and the vibe that he gives off when he's not sniffing your kids. But this is just a lie. According to Customs and Border Patrol, we do not have operational control of the southern border. We're not in charge. You've got cartels that can kill Americans with impunity and nothing happens to them. We have massive issues with fentanyl. Never mind Chinese nationals coming across the border. Joe Biden is nowhere. I don't care if the man goes to visit the border or not. He's not doing anything about it. Kamala Harris doesn't even know where the border is. And if she got there, she would think that laughing, cackling like a freak show would keep some people away. Now, if she would actually go to the border and do this, well then, you know, I'm willing to see if it works. I'm willing to see if the cartels can actually defend itself against. And if they can, what about this? Yeah, that's right. That's right, cartels. We've got secret weapons. they're not so secret and they're not so much weapons. But this is nonsense from Biden. And what's the point of it? Now I'm going to hear 1,000 progressives on TV utilize this as a talking point. Just try and set a narrative they know is false. This isn't rational talk. This is crazy. If anybody believes that the left is working to secure the border, you're out of your damn mind. You're just lying to yourself. You're lying to us. You're just lying. That's who you are. It's what you do. You're a fraud. You're a fool. You're a yutz. That's it. I'm not interested in politics. I'm interested in a secure border. I'm interested in ending fentanyl coming into the United States. And if you would rather play politics than ending fentanyl coming in from the United States, you suck as a person. Step aside. We need good people to do the right thing. It's what we need. It's all we need.